Hey, everybody, it's Angel, Angel Answers, Sacred Embers, Angel Answers, and we are on Facebook, and I want to introduce you to all of us, and my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your hosts tonight. We have Mary Hernandez, Liz Pfister, and Peg Jones will be off tonight. So I just want to say hi, ladies. Hi, angels. How are you?
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
We were just sharing how we all feel off because of the energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am just way off, as you know. And so, but, you know, we're doing the best we can, and we're going to hold it together anyway and do what we can, and it'll all be fine. And we do that every day that we're in this eclipse season. We just have to do that every day, just do the very best we can every day. Today is April 26, 2023, and so I wanted to go ahead and just read Peg's bio, and then I'll give you my bio, and then I'll talk about the other shows, and then I'll hand it over to you, ladies. So Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Space with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. It's a fantastic book. It's just beautiful. And so you can find us all on the Sacred Embers website, which is www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And there's like a big post in there that Lynn Bleasdale made up for all of the mediums, all of us on there, and it shows our websites, it shows all our information, our pictures, everything. It's just fantastic. So check it out, Sacred Embers, and on Facebook. So my information, let me just tell you about the other shows first. We've got a whole bunch of shows in this group. The first one is on Monday night, and that's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and that's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. That's on Monday night. They're on at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 Eastern. It's a beautiful show. I highly recommend it. A very healing show also. The second show is the day before. I should have started with that one on Sunday, and that's called Enter the Light. And that's headed by Lynn Bleasdale, Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, and did I get Tony Jorgensen? Yes. And that is another amazing show. They're on at Sunday, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. I highly recommend that one too. Then the last show is called The Lighthouse. And that's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. And they're going to be on Blog Talk Radio on Thursday, which is tomorrow, April 27th, at 8 p.m. Eastern. And so they'll post that all over, too, and I'll probably put it on my page also. And I highly recommend them as well. I mean, the whole group of Sacred Embers are we're a bunch of mediums, psychics, and healers. Let me just read this little blip that I wrote up for us. Let's see, what did I say? We're part of the group on Facebook. Anyway, I don't see where I put that. We do all kinds of stuff, you know, healing and psychic mediumship and predictions and finding people and finding animals and intuitive and channeling and light language, and just, oh my goodness, and Liz does bowls along with her mediumship and psychic readings, and just all kinds of stuff, so, and poetry, it's all in there. We have a variety of things going on. So the other thing I wanted to read was this disclaimer that Peg wrote up, and it says, we don't read for people in their lives. We only will share insights for an insight about the caller. In other words, we don't really spy on others. If you call us up and want to ask about someone, that's okay, but we're not really going to, like, go in and spy on them because we really could. We can. We have the ability to. Mm-hmm. But we only go in for insights. We only, you know, give insights about them a little bit and the situation because we haven't gotten permission from them to read them. So we really can't, you know, do that. So I'm just letting you know that's what we do. We're not going to spy on anybody if you ask about them here on the show because it's just not fair. And so then the last thing I want to say is that my name is Jandrake Bakke, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I post a lot of poetry there. I'm trying to work with musicians. I'm trying to work with any type of venue that wants to use my poems. So, you know, check them out. I post them almost every day, different ones. And so that's something I'm working on. And I do know a lot of musicians. And so I'm grateful that I know these amazing people. And also I do predictions. They're on my website, www.wefindourway.com, in case you're interested. I'm a beginner, but I have been working on them for about 8 or 9 years. I still call myself a beginner because other people have been doing them for many, many more years than I have. And then I also do animal totems, and so I'll be doing those tonight on the show. So anyway, that's enough about me, and I want to hand it over to these beautiful, amazing, talented ladies, Liz and Mary. So we're going to go right over to Liz.
Thank you. Thank you, Jan.
Uh-huh.
It was a beautiful introduction of all of our missing hosts this evening and the other shows on Sacred Embers and the Sacred Embers Network,
aww,
of course, that we're part of.
Thank you.
So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
I am Liz Fisker. I am a holistic healer, a medium, intuitive, a channel, I suppose. Whatever you want to call it. I feel like they have so many names and they're all really the same thing. but I own a holistic center in upstate New York called River Maven. And every Tuesday night on my Facebook page, which is at River Maven 77, at 7 p.m. Eastern time, I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation. I should say almost every Tuesday night. This week I was away, so I did not stream. And everybody, Jan, has reached out to me and said, oh, I so miss bowls this week. And I said, me too. because as we were saying before the show, we all have been experiencing this wacky energy that's a little draining. It's making us feel off and tired and out of sorts, maybe a little short-fused at times. I know I was a little irritable, and I thought it was because I was away, not in my normal surroundings. it did get better when I got home, but I still was not feeling the best. But anyhow, we're here. But it is, as we found, it is eclipse season, and we are in Mercury retrograde, so it explains all of that. fun stuff. So I wanted to just share a little bit from this page that I love. I share a lot of her things. Forever Conscious, she's called, and it's the Mercury retrograde is right now. We're April 21st to May 14th. And then the next one encompasses some of our birthdays. My son and I are in here, and I think either maybe Mary or Jan, it's August 23rd until September 15th. I know you guys are September birthdays too.
Beginning.
Yeah, so you're in there too. Oh,
yeah.
Are you just
and
outside of this, Jan?
I'm outside of. I'm 17th. What is this for again?
This is the next Mercury retrograde falls during our birthday time.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
boy.
At least it's that far off that we don't have to worry about it right away. But
that's get a break.
Super fun time to have it.
Yeah.
but, you know, I'll just read what she wrote here in this post about Mercury retrograde. Make sure you take time to pause, listen to your intuition, become a better listener. You know, this asks us to revisit our past and look at those shadow parts that we maybe still need to heal or forgive or let go of. Do some journaling for clarity. You know, sometimes that stuff that we don't want to deal with, we, you know, keep putting it off, putting it off. I've found if I do some, you know, journaling, or maybe I meditate first, or I allow myself to do what they call channel writing, where you just, you know, let your pen go. I've found that I've gotten some insights, and I've been able to, you know, clear away some of these icky things that I maybe didn't want to deal with. And, you know, be patient with technology, because it's always horrible during Mercury retrograde. I know that I experience usually tons and tons of electronic faux pas during Mercury retrograde time. Nothing wants to work for me. And so I just say, oh, it is Mercury retrograde. I'm going to walk away. I don't even get frustrated anymore. I just accept that it's not going to work. And, you know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But, yeah. But that's who I am. I read cards. I'm a Reiki healer. I'm a meditation coach, all sorts of things, and a certified sound healer most recently. And I'm currently embarking on my expert certification sound healing. So I'll be a sound expert soon. But I love sound. Sound is fascinating to me. It's so powerful and incredible what sound can do, music, all those things. I'm a big, big proponent, and I bring it into a lot of things. It was funny because today I was away at a conference for 3 days, and today was the last day, and they always have some motivational speaker for the last thing. And he was all about having less stress in your life and bringing in more positives. And I laughed. this is a group of town clerks from across the state of New York. There happen to be 933 towns and villages in the state, and about a third of those were represented at this conference, so over 300 people. It's funny how when you're in the working world, how stress can affect you, and you're full of stress, right? And you can't get out from underneath it, and you do too much, and all these things, and you know, it was all about getting away. And he would ask for ideas, and I'm the only one putting up my hand, like, huh, yeah. He says, wow. He says, you seem to have all the answers. And I said, well, I've been doing this for 5 years already. I said, bringing in positive things and getting rid of negative things in my life, right? And removing stress, working on saying no to people and things that I don't have time for that are going to become too cumbersome, not just saying yes to people, please, and because I feel obligated, knowing what I can handle and what I can, what I am able to say yes to. I'm good at it now. I'm good at saying no. And that was a hard thing for me for a long time. So, a lot of these women have been in this clerk position for many, many years and have become that, I know where I was in my previous job, where I was unhappy and felt in a rut. And towards the end, right before I left that job, I was getting myself out of that rut. That was my start of this whole journey. And when I found this job, I couldn't be happier. And I love it. And it was like what I'm meant to do. So, you know, for them to see somebody that, you know, could say that and be happy. And, you know, there's a lot of new clerks there as well that maybe just started, and many of them were younger than I am, you know, and they're kind of like, well, you know, a little fearful because they don't want to become like these ladies. And I think it gave them all some hope. So, you know, again, we say this every week. I feel like that, you know, we're in control of our lives. We're in control of our health, of our our happiness, everything that we think that is out of our control, or, you know, and I know that we've all felt that way at a time in our life. We felt like we couldn't be happy. We didn't know how to make ourselves happy. We didn't know how to put ourselves first, and now we all do and know, and we choose that. And so, you know, that's accessible for everyone and anyone out there to be able to, you get to choose, you know, how stressed you are, how happy you are, how unhappy you are. So remember that when you're having those feelings, that it's your choice, and you can choose differently. You know, we do have to think about ourselves first. We have to think about what's good for us and our well-being. I know, Jan, you struggle with this daily because you're not, you know, you're dealing with health issues that a lot of times take a toll on you. You know, it's it's important that we choose us. And you often do, you know, you often do. You put yourself out there and say, you know, I'm not sure I can do this today. And we're always supportive of you doing whatever you need to. You know, of course,
I appreciate
when
it
you,
too.
When you don't feel well, take your time to rest. We want you to. But
and I usually can't not do the show though. I always end up doing it anyway. It's too fun.
Yeah.
It's too fun.
She loves her medicine. And we love her. We love you, Jan.
You do.
I love you too. Thank you. Thank you. I love you too.
So I brought with me this week the last chime in my my box of Koshi chimes here that I've been sharing. I think I shared with you there's four of them, and we have listened to earth, water, and fire. And so this week we have air.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Air sign.
So I'm excited for this one, and I thought it would just – maybe it'll, you know, usually the sound helps to bring us all down and feel grounded and connected. So let's see if that helps us a little bit with this wonky eclipse retrograde energy that we are in at the moment. So let's start by taking a deep breath in through our nose, filling up our chest and our belly full of air, and then letting it out nice and slow through our mouth until there's nothing left. And then taking another deep breath in through our nose, filling all the way up, and then letting it out through our mouth, nice and slow. And then one more deep breath in. And as you release, focus on the sound.
Wow, that was beautiful.
I'm still in it.
I didn't want to come in and have a vision of Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, man. That was beautiful, Liz.
Oh, thank you. I didn't want to stop. I was like, okay, I can stay
here. I need one of those, like, in my patio, just to keep it out there. I know it's not meant for patio, but like I need like a wind chime that I keep out there. It's just sometimes here in Ohio is very windy. Like we'll get like 3 mile per hour winds. I'm thinking that it'll fly away. So
well,
I'm just
I'll
waiting
tell you,
for the
Mary,
summer.
I actually just got some really beautiful chimes on Amazon a couple weeks ago.
Really?
I always like look at them, you know, and I'm like, oh, I won't spend that much money. But I went on and there was some kind of flash sale or whatever they do. And I got three different ones that are beautiful, like nice, heavy duty with a good finish for outdoors. times, and I was a little leery about if they would be too noisy for my neighbors and they would want to, you know, strangle me. But I hung them up, and they are all so beautiful, and everyone comments on how beautiful they sound.
That's amazing.
And we've had a couple windy weeks here, I will tell you, but they sound so beautiful.
I bet.
Get yourself a set, really. I'll send you the links for the ones that I got because they're
beautiful
sounds.
Yeah,
can you send it to me too? I want to.
Yes, absolutely,
get one too.
Absolutely, Jan.
I think it's so soothing, right? Even when we're sleeping, to hear that sound is so soothing. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's soothing, very.
For a couple of weeks here, it's been unseasonably warm, so we've had the windows and the doors open at night, even you know when we're sleeping and. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful to hear it come through the house and just, you know, you're lying in bed and you hear this ding, ding, ding.
Oh, that's
They're so
neat.
So,
I've
enjoyed them. I was worried. I got these, they're really, it's a solfeggio one, so it's in the entire scale and it kind of wraps around, but they're small chimes and I put it out on the front porch and I said to my downstairs tenant, I said, if this makes you absolutely insane, I said, please let me know and I'll move it. I said, I don't want to make you crazy. And two dogs as well. And she said, oh, my gosh. She says, the dogs love it. She says, it makes them lay down when they start hearing it. She says, and it's so pretty. She says, I enjoy it. Don't take it down. And I said, okay.
Wow, that's neat.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because I've heard some that are a little bit too much. My dad has some huge, like, 3-foot ones that he hangs in a tree, and they're very deep and loud when it's windy. It has to be very windy for them to ring, but we think that the neighbors come over and take them down sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're too loud at night.
Yeah.
And you'll find them on the ground. So.
Oh,
so it's kind of funny. So mine are not that obnoxious. They have told, you know, my neighbors have actually said, oh, my gosh, they sound so pretty. We love them. So
that's beautiful.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, send us the link. We'd love to get some for sure.
Yeah, I will.
Great.
So that's all about me. I will send it over to Miss Mary.
Okay.
Introduce yourself.
I am Mary Hernandez, and I am an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, and a tarot and oracle card reader, a trans channeler, and also a trans healer. And I also do numerology readings, and I want to say I've been doing them more lately for clients. They've been booking me for that, and the greatest benefit is numerology reading is the gift of insight. It provides you with a roadmap for your life, so you kind of have an idea where you're going and what to expect along the way. It also uncovers your potential and also shows you who you have the ability to be and achieve. It also helps with planning your future. I provide a detailed report about 12 pages long, which gives you a total forecast for the year with your reading. So every month there's things, what to expect and what to do. It also gives you your karmic lessons and if any karmic debts. I mean, mostly one person that didn't have any karmic debt, but almost everybody that I've done has had. I am also a candle creator, and one of the healing candles that I create is Mother Mary. The Mother Mary candle, which everyone in this show has experienced, is infused with love, blessings, and healing, and is scented with rose oil, and it's made with 100% soy wax, which is not harmful at all to your dogs, to your health, unlike, you know, other mixtures out there. I won't mention names of companies. It comes in a beautiful blush ceramic jar with oak lid with a wooden wick, and you hear the crackle. I also put rose quartz in there, and my most recent one, I've been putting flowers like roses all over the jars. So it's perfect for a Mother's Day gift for those of you looking for a Mother's Day gift or just a gift for yourself. I also do Reiki-infused candles, healing candles for each of the seven chakras. So besides my healing candles, I also create beautiful baskets for any occasion or single candles for purchase. I also have, I have pyramids now. I have crystal necklaces. I have crystal bracelets. It's just I'm getting into so many little things for my shop online. That it's just amazing, and having the pop-ups every weekend, it really helps to get more stuff out there, more healing. And the pyramids have copper, which is known for grounding and for helping on EMF, protection as well. So it's really good. And then to book a reading with me, I also do 15-minute readings. That's the special I have every time I do pop-ups. I also do those, and those are at a fraction of the cost. And you could book a reading with me at www.theangelwithin.com or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And that's pretty much about me. I'm doing a little bit of everything. I'm just trying to get out there, and it's just been an enjoyable, few weeks, busy, very busy, but I'm loving it because I love meeting new people, especially people in my community here. It's just like everyone is so like tight, and like it's like a family that we're building, that they've built, and I'm just coming in, and they just make me feel like home, and obviously you guys know I just moved here not even a year ago, so it's just like it feels like home now, not only because my family is here, but because I have these beautiful groups I'm a part of now. Every weekend I have a pop-up with them, and it's just beautiful to have
wow.
All this together. Yeah, so all the small businesses, whether they do the same thing or not, we help each other. I mean, that's what we're here for, right? To be like a community. And that's what I love, like with everything, like us, right? We're soul sisters. And it's just like just being that tight and that nice, loving. Yeah, so I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful that I'm here in Ohio and I'm being welcomed by all these beautiful communities that I'm a part of now. So
that's
with that,
so neat.
It is. With that said, I wanted to read today's message from Peg Jones, who's also one of our co-hosts. Her book is Living in the Hard Place with Your Angels, and their daily angelical whispers throughout the year. That's what they are. And then today's message is from the angels is be at peace, for clarity is coming soon. Let your concerns turn to knowing that all will be fine. Let the universe take care of your worries and let it do what is needed for all to be right. Patience is needed and trust is needed, so that you will understand why your vision is happening on the universe's timetable. What vision do you have that is not manifesting on your timetable? It is sometimes hard for those on the earth plane to understand the universe's reasons for manifesting their visions on its timetable, which seems to be much slower than desired. The angels suggest taking note of all whom you meet on your path and also what you hear on the television or the radio or in passing conversations, for these are all part of the path you are traveling. So the journal exercise that is asking you to do is, what vision do you have that is not manifesting on your timetable? Think about it and journal about it. I know that, in the beginning of the year, things was slow when I was creating so much. And, you know, I was just trusting, and it's just trusting that, you know, that the reason why I was being held up is because I had to work on something else. Right. And also when there's loss or redirection, knowing that that's God's protection, maybe that was in your path. I feel like for me, you know, that's happened quite a few times to me. It's like, you know, someone's rejection is God's protection for you, or redirection to somewhere that you should be in instead of being in a certain situation, whether it's love, work, you know, friends, whatever. I definitely have begun to trust a lot more, and let go and let God, you know, like we've always said that on this show, letting go and letting God, and just give the reins over to him and let him take me where it is that I'm supposed to be, where it is I'm supposed to help people most. So, you know, I am definitely getting more into channeling. And yesterday in Igor's meditation group, I was told that the guides really want me to channel more, like more than, you know, like when I'm giving a reading, they want me to channel the reading, not just, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. go more like on tarot cards. But, you know, so I'm just going to try to do that more and more. I know I've incorporated that on my readings, you know, my personal readings, like one-on-one. I channel their higher self or their guides, you know, for more intuitive message, like a more, it's like more personal for me, like to give them their higher self message. Or recently it was Mother Mary that came through for my clients. So those messages like that just mean so much to me, and so much to my client as well, because it's like their guide, you know, they're meeting their guide is coming through, like, and to have Mother Mary as a guide is just amazing. I mean, she's my guide, and it's just like, it feels so amazing. And Jesus has been so present with me lately, and I've just been feeling him like with me and just guiding me, you know. And I just feel so grateful for everything that's going on in my life that's good, you know, my health, my family's health, you guys, you know, I'm so grateful. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I love you guys. And I'm going to shut up and give Dan the reins for her beautiful poem.
Thank you, Mary. I so welcome. Appreciate what you say there. I love you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I love what you said about the channeling too, because that's what mm-hmm. I love to do even more than anything, is the channeling mm-hmm. and getting messages for people and getting in tune with mm-hmm. some of the guides that come through. It's so special.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I'm so glad you're doing that. Anyway, I keep missing that meditation class, and I don't mean to. I don't know. It's my husband's day off, so I get I know it's there, but then I forget about it because we end up doing something, or something happens or whatever, and I miss it. It's like the wrong night. I wish it was on a different night. But anyway, I'll try to get
to
it.
Yeah, and it's late too. It's on Tuesdays at 9:30. So, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, it's nice because you've done with dinner before. It used to be 6:30, and I used to like gulp my dinner and then do the uh-huh. meditation. And it's good to do it like on an empty, semi-empty stomach, you know, a healing like that.
Yeah.
Because his meditations, and I'm talking about both Jan and I are talking about Igor Galibov, which I love so much because his meditations are like amazing. And the company, his company
yeah.
name is Alignment of Light. And I'll bring him on the show sometime soon, because I love everyone to experience his meditation. It's just, even if we do like a 5-minute meditation with everyone, just as long as everyone logs in early, it would be so mm-hmm. amazing. So I'm working with him on that. So, you know, we'll see.
Neat.
I'll get together with him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
we can,
yeah.
Yeah, and I can we can give them a little reading, you know, around the table. I can give them an animal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and fun. That'll be fun.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll just get started here with these. And this one's called, the first one's called Friends Are. Friends are jewels, diamonds that shine rays of love, of solidarity, trust, transparency, of sparkles, of colors, of every spectrum of the rainbow. They are butterflies of light that give us wings of vibrancy and continuing life. And this one's called Just Breathe. Some days breathing is all we need to do for a day. The breath of life, a precious gift to just breathe for more peace and less strife. And this is called In Rays of Gold. If I were I would be a flower. I would salute to the sun and sing a song as I bloomed in rays of gold. I am a wild flower that longs for its song to kiss the new day of peace, of passion, a flower that scents never grow old. I'm a flower that stands in its ancient soil with quiet determination and reverence of its existence, so fragile yet so strong in its bloom, never giving up its right and resonance of flowering its natural beauty, always bringing sustenance of life through all seasons and emotions of joyousness and gloom. If I were I would be a flower. I would salute to the sun and sing a song in rays of gold. And this one's called Wise as Eagle, Soar. Our vision multiplies when we look to the light. We will soar to higher places and witness miracles in our sight. Wise as eagles, gentle as a dove, keep calm and carry on and allow the magic from above. And this one's a better tomorrow. Take the pain of today and use it for a better tomorrow. This is I open my hands. I open my hands to freedom, letting go of needing approval, loving myself and others. My life is full. I open my hands to freedom without rejection, not living for acceptance, but with unconditional affection. And this one's called Touch the Earth. This is for Earth Day. I don't remember if I think I read it last week. It goes, touch the earth and release your scars. Let it radiate itself into you from your feet all the way up into the stars. The mother, the earth, Gaia, she gives up us healing and takes us out of the Maya. She holds us and feeds us daily. She nurtures and supports us and does it for all of us, for you and me. Until we use her for everything we need, we continue to take, and she continues to feed. For too many years, she had many tears. For too many ways, she fights for life as she slowly decays. We are thankful for her giving us life, sustenance. So let's give her the best maintenance. Touch the earth and send her a prayer. Tell her thank you for caring for us. That is only fair. And this one's called To See. And it goes, when we see, it is part of you, part of me. The challenge is to see without judgment or disarray, but with a spiritual eye of wisdom and sincerity, revelation and clarity, then all is okay. To see the spirit into the soul, not just the outer layer, that is the goal. To see beauty from within, from without, the colors that shine all around, there is no doubt. To see you, to see me, we join in colors and peace. We are free. And this says, with arms outstretched wide, we are wild and free. Sometimes we need a break from the news on TV to let our souls be free. And this says, with greatness, identities. And if we can see the future, then we can see beyond our identities that we hold on to so fiercely. We have many identities that blend into our future with greatness. And this says, breathe with me. Breathe with me. I can sense your air. Your breeze is free. Our love was rare. I will seize this feeling, my eyes with a tear, this change in which you are dealing in your new atmosphere. I wrote that when my brother died. That's for him, my brother Bruce. And this one's called, I look upon a star, sunflower, moon. This is for him too. It's for anyone who's passed, you know, any of your family. I look upon a star, looking into the sky so far. I see a sparkle that's new. My heart flutters as I know it is you. I look upon the moon. I won't see you too soon. There are sunflowers all around where you are safe and love will abound. It touches deep in my heart as I shed a tear. I send you all of my love and we will be together again when the time is near. And the last one is a new beginning. The gift of receiving, allowing healing and peace. Surrender is the key.
a new beginning emerging, glory upon us. The interference will cease. And that's that. There they are.
Wow, they
and
were
that's
so
the end of that.
Amazing, Jen. Wow.
Beautiful, Jen.
Oh.
There were
thank
so
you.
Many that I loved. I was writing them down, and I'm like, well, I love all of them.
Really?
But I love the one you wrote for your brother, for Bruce.
Uh-huh.
I love To See, the one called To See, A
uh-huh.
Better Tomorrow. I love that one. And Wise is
oh,
Evil.
Good.
I mean, I love them all, but
oh.
those are... I was writing all of them, and I'm like, well, they're all my favorite. I love
wow,
them.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. I'm going to, I will, I've put them all up this last week, but I might put one or two of those up again just because you said that. I really appreciate
yes.
that. Thank you.
Yes. And those listeners,
oh.
I just wanted to. And post them on Facebook all the time. And also she creates beautiful channeled poetry for people because I know she did one for me, which was so beautiful. So I just wanted to say that as well. And
thank you.
She, yeah. So
thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome. So how are you ladies? Do you guys think we should start taking callers? You
sure.
guys are ready? Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Definitely.
All right. We'll take first caller. Area code 269, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Pamela.
Pamela?
Yes.
Hi, Pamela. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Wondering if you're picking up any messages from the other side and anything about a career.
Okay. I'll send you
well,
over.
Well, not a career, but
okay.
regarding career,
yeah.
sorry.
okay, not a problem.
okay. Pamela, excuse me, this is Jan.
Hi, Jan.
And I immediately, as soon as you start talking, the animal comes in. So I was seeing a red fox, and I saw a red fox for someone last week. I think it was Constance. So it's interesting to me that I'm seeing another one. You know, I usually don't see like the same thing, but this one is so prevalent. It's like so red, and it's right there. So it's definitely there, and it. It says, trust your intuition and be wary of someone you're involved with who's attempting to trick you in some way. Oh, dear. Your intelligence and ingenuity are more useful right now than confrontation and righteousness. It's better for you to remain in the background and exert influence from that position than to take an active leadership role. That's what the fox is. They blend in. It's best to blend into your surroundings, move, and keep your intentions to yourself. It's important at this time to break out of your social conditioning and express yourself more freely. Listen, hear, look, see, sense, and feel. Trust your senses to guide you. It says you're a keen observer. You like to watch others, noticing what's being said and what's not being said. You can always anticipate what's about to happen. You're an excellent parent, very nurturing. You're capable of blending into the environment. And you can use your vocal characteristics, and you surprise people sometimes by your creative solutions to problems. And it says working at night, time for you, it's a creative time. Your tact and diplomacy and wisdom are always called for. So that's really neat. Does any of that resonate with you in any way?
Yeah, I mean, as a baseline, but, you know, I've been in some toxic workplaces that are exhausting, so I'm kind of hoping to leave that behind.
Okay. Yeah. okay. Well, I'm also seeing a frog for you, too. I'm sorry. That's not funny. Frog is an excellent – oh, here it is, too. I just picked it up. Wow. Let me just read it to you because – you know, when the animals come in like that, like piercing me, I just have to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It says,
if you hear a frog during the daytime, it will rain very soon. Do a physical cleanse and detoxify your body. Do an emotional cleanse by letting yourself really feel your emotions. And if you need to cry, go ahead. Let out some toxicity. Singing or chanting out loud will also help you feel more balanced. They also said in the Red Fox to use your voice too, so that's interesting. And it says, you're entering into a time of plenty and abundance. This is the start of a slow and steady transformational process for you, movement from an old life to a new life. So there you go.
Wow. That's exciting.
And it really says, yeah, and it really says use your voice, especially for singing. I don't know if you, do you use your voice at all? This is really big on this.
I was a music teacher for years.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder. There we go.
Well, I was a band and orchestra director, but I used my voice all the time while I was doing that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go. Well, that's why the frog, as soon as you start talking again, the frog, like, leaped in front of my eyes, and I'm going, oh, my God, I got to read her the frog, because there he is. Okay,
well,
that makes
sense. I have an interview tomorrow that has to do with training and online teaching.
Really?
So that will be my voice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, my goodness. Well, that's neat that you have that.
Yeah.
You have a thing for that. Very good. Well,
yes,
that sounds
that's
really
awesome.
Positive because the frog is telling you use your voice. So there you boom. Just like
mm-hmm.
that. Well, I'm really
that's
excited
amazing.
For
Thank
you.
You.
I hope that you. We'll call back and let us know what happens with that or anything else that may come up. And I'm just going to leave you. Yeah, I'm going to leave you with that and hand you right over to Liz.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Beautiful message, Jen. I love when the fox comes
you.
In for anyone. I was followed by a fox last year for a while.
That's right.
But this is Liz, Pam, and I'll tell you, as Jen was giving your reading, I'm trying to pull cards, and I got a good friend of mine just gifted me some new cards, and I was very pulled to use Everyday Miracles, which is cards based on A Course in Miracles, and then the Sacred Traveler deck by Colette Baron-Reed. And as I was doing the Course in Miracle cards, this bunch of cards was like stuck together, and I one time went and like filtered them in to the deck, and I was shuffling again, and there was another stick, and I'm like, what the heck? And as I looked at them, they were the same cards that were stuck together the first time. So I knew that had to be your message. So this is there's four cards here, and I'm going to read to you what they say, and then I will give you what I've got from them. But God goes with me wherever I go. Let me remember what my purpose is. The hush of heaven holds my heart today. The past is over. It can touch me not. So this is, you know, what you're desiring for your career and your life going forward is totally within your control. It's totally, you know, whatever you want. Go ahead and take that moment to, you know, talk to God and your angels and say, you know, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want in my life, you know, in a new career, in what I want to do. And, you know, it sounds to me from Jan's reading that music is a passion for you. It's important. And I feel like you enjoy children as well. So this is something, you know, teachers have such a profound impact on people. And I think we can all go back in our life and recall teachers that have, you know, connected with us in a way that has meant something. And it seems to me that that's a big part of your purpose is to work with people and work with music. And I don't know if you're on at the beginning of the show, but I recently became a certified sound healer, and over the last 3 years, I've been reading so much about how the profound effects of music in all forms on people and their healing. And it's just amazing to me. Music mm-hmm. is such a powerful, powerful tool. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's such a powerful part of who you are. And just know that, you know, you're guided and protected. So if you feel detoured, maybe this interview doesn't work out, or maybe something seems a little off, you're unsure of, listen to your intuition, you know, take a moment to breathe and engage how you feel. But also remember that past negative situations are over and they're in the past. And they'll only mm-hmm. repeat themselves if we bring them into the present. So if we, you know, go into a new job and think, oh, I remember what happened, you know, I remember what happened here, and I remember what, you know, what this meant and what that was, that's us pulling that bad energy into the new situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, go into this with a fresh outlook, a fresh, you know, lease on life. When something seems similar, remember that it's not the same people and that, you know, it may not have the same outcome. Be open, you know, take a step back and just observe instead of respond. You know, a lot of times we immediately go, oh, I don't like that because I've been there before and I don't want to repeat it. And so we immediately mm-hmm. put up these walls instead of saying, wait, this is, you know, this is a different scenario. This is different people. There's different actors in this, you know, scene. Maybe it'll go differently. And a lot of times it will if we allow it to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when we go, no, 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 and we fight because we've had this experience before mm-hmm. that we pull that old energy into the new situation. But I also, from the Sacred Traveler's deck, had two cards come out for you. The first one was Fogged In, and it's go slow and take time. So, you know, if something sounds really good, make sure that you give it pause. You know, I always say practice the pause. Take a minute to, like I said, close your eyes. You know, maybe don't just say yes immediately. Take a minute to reflect and make sure that everything feels good to you, that it's you know, sometimes we jump on things out of desperation or being ready to move. You know, we want to get out of something so bad that sometimes we jump from the frying pan into the fire.
mm-hmm.
So just be cautious and make sure that you're tuning into you and does this feel good? You know, your body is going to know right away. So be aware when you walk in, you know, connect with yourself. A lot of times what I do is I put the bubble on. I'll say, angels, put me in the bubble. Help me to know and be connected with myself and whether or not this feels good or if it doesn't feel good. Because I don't want to force myself to do something because I think I need to.
Mm-hmm.
And the other card that came out was Impasse. Reflect and redirect your energy. So make sure you're looking, that you're talking your self-talk, your self-thoughts about moving ahead and career changes. And this doesn't just apply to career changes. It's everything in life, everything you're thinking about. Make sure you're thinking about the things you want. Don't be thinking about or talking about the things that you don't want in your life. Just don't think about them. Just talk about the things you do want. We know we don't want things.
Right.
But when we speak of them and we think on them and dwell on them, the universe doesn't know want and don't want. It just knows that we're thinking about these things, so it's bringing them into our life. So that's why mm-hmm. we don't want to think about the things that we don't want, because then we're pulling them in sometimes more than the things that we do want. So focus right. on the things you do want. Think about the things you do want, you know, and changing a job, right? There's things that you do want. There's things that you don't want. Focus on the things you do want.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And put your thoughts there. And that's what you'll mm-hmm. attract. That's what you'll bring in. So, you know, I really feel that you know, the change is up to you and you're ready for this change. You want to make this change. And this is a time to really just tune in with yourself, be aware of how you're feeling, be aware of how the people that you're interacting with are making you feel. Because if they're not good people, your body's going to make you not feel good around them. So just remember that. Remember, you know, if it's not a good situation, you're not going to feel good being there. You're not going to feel comfortable. So tune into yourself and listen, because you know. You already know. You already have this ability. So just listen to it and let it guide you to the perfect place for you. So
that's very true, actually. Yes, it's awesome.
So I'm going to give you over to Mary.
Oh, you're right.
For her message.
It was true. I'm sorry. It was true in the negative. You're right. So hopefully I can find a way to make it true in the positive.
Yeah. And that's, you know what, it happens. We don't even realize we do it because we've been conditioned to just, that's how everything is, right? Everything around us is negative, talking about negative, right? And it's hard to not fall into that trap ourselves. And and you'll still do it. You'll still catch yourself. But you know what, when you catch yourself, you go, wait, that's not what I want to do. And you shift your thought, that's good. That's a positive step forward. So don't ever beat yourself up, because we all do it. But, you know, as long as you're being aware and you're trying to change it, things will just continue to get better and better, and then it'll be a habit.
Eventually. Great.
So I get a lot of positive things coming for you, Pamela. I really feel that. The energy is going there. As long as you're, you know, tuning into you and doing what feels good to you. And that's what's going to be the key, is listening to yourself. So
very good.
I'm going to pass you over to Mary, and we do hope we hear back from you, just like Jan said, and let us know how everything turns out.
I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate the advice. The sage wisdom.
You're welcome.
Hi, Pamela. It's Mary.
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
Hi, Mary.
So, hi. Since the angels and the guides want to come in and give you a higher self message. So the higher self is saying there's someone that you need to forgive. So forgiveness is required in your life for something that has occurred, so that you're able to move on. So and that's what I got just by tuning in. It came in quickly, and I wrote the message, and I was like, okay, because, you know, that's something new that they want me to do, like give higher self messages and the guides messages of what you need to hear at this time. And then I was asked to pick the Soul's Journey lesson cards for you, and the first card that fell out for you was self-esteem, and it says, I possess gifts of the soul that benefit me and others. It is easy to perceive others as being better than you. This is a trap of the ego. There's no one greater or lesser than you. There are only those who have learned how to reveal their gifts to a greater or lesser degree. Everyone is born with unique abilities of the soul, and just like snowflakes, no two are ever alike. You have a unique perspective to share with the world and have come back this time to put your stamp on it. Wow. Perhaps you may not be aware or even in tune with your incredible and gifted self. Why not try to make a list of 10 aspects of yourself or abilities you possess that you love and hold in high regard? It is not always easy to write about yourself, but sometimes you need to be reminded just special you are. Remember that you did not come down to this schoolroom by accident. You have a meaning and a reason for being here. You are a treasure chest of incredible gifts and insights. Now is the time to celebrate you. Wow. That is absolutely amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I just love that, this card, because you are gifted. We all come in here with gifts. It's just that, you know, society, I say this every week, it's like a broken record. Society changes who we really are, who we are born you know, what I do with my grandkids, and my daughter's psychic too, but what we do with, she does with her children and me with my grandchildren, is that I just remind them how magical they are, because they are, you know, mm-hmm. they are able, all the children are born with psychic abilities, and we all are. So it's just, you know, remembering who we truly are, which we are magical beings. And, you know, just write that list of certain things that are coming through for you. Like, I'm hearing that they're communicating with you on things that, like, if you get an idea out of the blue, it's not you, really. It's the angels putting those ideas in your head, mm-hmm. you know, that this is the avenue that you should go to, mm-hmm. you know. So I feel like that's they're mentioning me to say that, because I know they've been doing that with me lately, and it's just I get ideas out of the blue. I'm like, oh, I got to do that. And it's not me. It's them implanting those ideas that I need to do to help others. So, you know, just that. So that's a beautiful message there, that you have amazing gifts. So just explore. You know, and then the other one is regret. And it says, I know that I cannot change the past. So they want me to read from the book on this as well. It says, the soul doesn't know time. Time is a construct of the physical dimension. To your soul, there is only one big now. Think of the past as the now that has already been created, and the future as the now that has yet to be created. You don't have the power to uncreate the past, so let that go. Wow, that's amazing. Wow. That's exactly what your higher self wanted you to know, like forgiveness. You know, forgiveness goes with letting go as well. Your power of creation lies in your awareness of the present. You have the power to not only create your future, but also create acceptance of your past. You should realize that you are the total summation of every single experience you have had. These experiences have helped shape you into the person you are today. Train yourself not to judge past events as good or bad, but as opportunities. What have you learned from the past that will help enrich your future? Focusing on the past and letting it dictate the direction of your future is taking power away from yourself. You are the creator. You hold the power. Reflect on the lessons of the past and use your current power to create a bright future. Wow, those cards, these two cards that you got, Pamela, are just amazing, because I can't mm-hmm. say it enough, right? Like, we can't reflect on what happened in the past, just letting it go, forgive it, and just move on and live every day as a present moment, like not focusing so much on the future, but focusing on today and then tomorrow, you know, and so on and so on. Every day, taking one step at a time. It's just, we're so programmed to think of our future so much, and, you know, and I was on myself. I mean, I used to want to know what I was doing, you know, what I'm going to be doing when I retire and things like that. No, I'm not thinking like that anymore. I'm just letting go and letting God and let him take the reins of my life and dictate where I am going. And I'm just trusting mm-hmm. and letting go, you know, because sometimes it's that we need to do. Sometimes mm-hmm. we want to control everything, and, you know, we need to let go. And, you know, that was a lesson for me too, to let go, you know, and not want to control every aspect of my life. But it's amazing. I have to say, ever since I let go, every magical thing is happening in my life. So I just wanted, you know, to share my experience with you, if it helps you in any way. And again, forgiveness is really important, because, you know, there were people in my life that I had to forgive as well. And, you know, it doesn't mean that we forget what they've done, but, you know, it helps us move on our spiritual path, on our life purpose path, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just beautiful. So I just mm-hmm. wanted to leave you with that, Pamela, and I'm so happy for you, because you have such amazing gifts. Just write that list down and know, just figure out what it is that the angels are telling you, because they are giving you messages of what it is that they want you to work on. Yeah, you're welcome, Pamela.
Thank you. It's very kind.
So make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything goes. Everything is going to work out really, really well for you. I know that. And
okay.
Whatever job or whatever you decide to do that the angels are guiding you, it's just going to be so beautiful. Just listen to your intuition and then your guidance.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you all.
You're
all
welcome.
Of you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pamela.
Many blessings to you all, and have a great night. Thank you again.
You
thank
too.
You.
You also.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What nice, beautiful messages. Gosh.
I know. Wow.
Really, really, really nice.
So beautiful. What a beautiful night.
It was.
I mean, having like a mellow night tonight.
Yeah.
So it's been really, really great. I have, I don't know why, but they're asking me to pull fairy cards for you guys. So
okay.
I know that Jan loves fairies, so I'm just going to pull a fairy card for both you guys and see.
Thank
I don't know. Ooh, this one fell out for you, Jan. The wisdom, tree wisdom.
Wow.
Ooh, I love it. It says, this tree, Dryad, will help you navigate through your current situation. Her flute can reveal insights and answers through the sounds it makes. So the flute. So I'm going to read from the book.
Oh.
On that. Yeah. And I love the flute. It sounds
so
beautiful.
So do I.
Oh.
You know, I have a poem called Tree Wisdom.
No way. I saw that. No wonder. It's so, wow. It's so synchronistic. I love that. So this is what she wants to say. The tree invites you to tune in to ancient tree wisdom, or this tree, Dryad, invites you to tune into ancient tree wisdom and allow it to imbue your aura. She plays upon her wooden flute to attract your attention through its enchanting sound and vibration, and wishes you to know that your present situation can be helped when you connect with the trees. Hugging a tree hugging a tree is a great way to direct physical contact and form an energetic connection. Always ask permission from the tree before doing this. Take a few minutes to visualize yourself deeply rooted in the ground, just like the tree, and say in your mind or out loud, I wish to connect with you. May I hug you, tree? You should receive an instantaneous answer, which may come as a word or a feeling, and trust this. Trees offer their wisdom through different gifts depending on the season. In the spring and months, tree blossoms can be very healing and uplifting. In the cooler seasons of autumn and winter, the trees shed their leaves, knowing that there will be new growth in the springtime. The same goes for you. The fairies say tree wisdom can help you shed any unwanted cares or concerns. So learn to release with love and know that new spiritual growth will come to you when the time is right. Tree wisdom is knowing that birds, insects, and animals will carry the tree seeds far away so they can grow in their own right, literally in their own light. Perhaps it's time for you to move away from a situation that's stunting your growth, or for a general move to allow a new set of circumstances to open up in your life. So that's your Jen, and I'll take a
that
picture
is just beautiful.
And send it to you. And the card is full
thank
of
you.
Green. And, you know, green is such a healing color. I mean, she is so beautiful. I mean, wow.
I can't.
It's so beautiful. Okay, now for Liz.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let's see what Liz gets. Oh, okay. All right. Whoa, wait for winter. and it's a purple card. During the colder months, the Fairy Queen of Winter will help you manifest your most heartfelt wishes as long as your intentions are for the highest good of all. So wait for winter. Let's see that one. Okay. So wait for winter. Okay. Winter or spiritual seeds made in your heart will come to fruition during the winter, or wishes or spiritual seeds made in your heart will come to fruition during the winter months, emerging like winter berries, ripe and full of promise. The Fairy Queen of Winter, with snowflakes on her wings, comes to remind you to keep your faith, to remember that all wishes, like seeds, grow in darkness until they're ready to burst forth into the light. Are you ready to receive your wishes? Part of the wishing process is to prepare yourself for their manifestation. This could involve removing any psychic ties or spiritual obstacles that have been holding you back from the full realization and birthing of your dreams into this earthly realm. Wherever you live in the world, you know the Fairy Queen of Winter is nearby when the weather turns cooler or when you see snowdrops pushing up through the snow. That is a sign that your wishes, too, are soon to bloom. Remember that our wishes don't always manifest in the way we've envisioned them. They will come to be in whichever way is perfect for all concerned and for the highest good of all. Be especially receptive to any ideas or inspiration that floats into your mind around the magical time of winter. It's also the time to practice divination using winter-related mediums, such as snowflakes or ice. If you live in a country that has cold winters, you can use ice. Or if you don't, you can use ice cubes. But you live in a country that has cold winters, or in a state, I should say, right?
I know. I'm like, I have no problem with cold winters.
No, there's a lot of cold up there. Yeah. So that was your card, ladies. There's beautiful. I'll send them in the chat after the show, but we have two callers holding, so okay. I'm going to go ahead and pick up those.
Mary, one, two.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say DC Love is listening to us, and she says that, and I told her to call in if she wanted to, but she says she's really enjoying listening, so I think she's just going to listen.
Oh,
so anyway.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. We love you, DC, and miss you so much.
Yes. We love you, DC.
We love you.
Okay. Area code 4-3-4. Welcome to the first name.
Hi. Hi, my name's Khalil. Hi. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. Hi.
Hi, Khalil. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. What do you see as far as finance? As far as tomorrow or Friday?
Okay.
For finance?
Yep.
Let's see. Gosh almighty. I'm seeing a kind of a bird here for you. It's kind of a, it's not a peacock. It's a different type of bird. It's kind of a, Well, you know what? It's turning into a bluebird. I'm just going to go with that because it didn't show its color until just now. So now I know it's a bluebird. So let's just go with that. And it's kind of like it's opening. I feel like it's saying something to you. It's like really trying to talk to you. Its mouth is open, and it's ready to talk. So this is a very rare and precious moment, so open up all your senses and simply enjoy this time. You're so involved and bogged down with everyday events that you need to relax and lighten up. Take a risk and speak your truth. Maybe that's why I was seeing the bird with his mouth open, because it says, speak your truth to that special someone rather than holding back. Whether expressing positive or negative feelings, take some good time to spend in a large open space such as a meadow, and do some walking meditation there. You're coming into your own in many ways. So welcome this with milestone, with a relaxed sense of confidence and happiness. And it sounds like it says here also that in your circumstances, you might be a little overwhelmed. You might need to be cheered up a little bit. You've taken on a lot of responsibility, and you may be a little bit out of balance. Just, you know, you need to have a little more fun and need to have to play, have some lightheartedness times. It says that you work hard, you're modest, unassuming, and liked by everyone you meet. You have a knack for speaking up at the right moment. You're a gentle person, but you need to have more fun. So I think that is the main message. The feeling that I'm getting is for you to set yourself free a little bit, free yourself up, have some more fun, go jogging, I don't know why I said that. I see somebody jogging. I don't know if you jog. But to just allow yourself to free yourself up a little bit so that you can clear out the space and get the finances rolling in a clear space. Sometimes when we free our emotions up more or free our mind up by having fun, going out, doing something for fun, exercising, that frees up the whole energy of our whole, everything that we're doing. And so that's the message I'm getting from the bluebird. I don't know if you like to be outside, but I'm seeing the outdoors here a lot.
Yeah, like, I love being outside.
There you go. Well, that's why I'm seeing it, because I think now that the weather is getting better, we're in springtime before it gets too hot, enjoy yourself outside. Do something for fun. You deserve it. And relax. I'm getting relaxation, too, for you. Get some relaxation, and you deserve that, too. So I think I'm not going to give you too much of a prediction for it. I'd have to meditate a little more on it. But I'm hearing opening up with the finances. The finances will be opening up more later. And I'm hearing next spring, which is a year from now. So that's a while off. But I wouldn't, don't get too bogged down about it. You know what I mean? Don't get bummed out about it. Just kind of know that it is coming. It's a little while off is what I'm hearing.
Thank you.
So in the meantime, just go have some fun and get outside more. That's pretty much, yep, you're welcome. And I please call back to let us know how you're doing, too.
I will.
Okay.
Great message, Jan.
Thank you.
This is Liz. Finances and money to me were a dirty word for a long time. I was in a position, a few times in my life I've been in positions where there was not a lot of dollars in the bank account and things were coming due and I was really, really nervous. And at the last moment, something showed up, right? What I had to do was kind of shift my mindset on abundance and what abundance meant. I think we lost Khalil.
Really?
Yeah, it says on the screen his call was dropped. I wonder if he got disconnected. Oh.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue with his reading in case he calls back in or if he listens. But the first card, so I had to shift my mindset on abundance, right? And I had to, and I've shared this on the show before, that abundance isn't just money, right? I mean, money's an energy, right? And so is our time, so is our work, so is our effort, and our, those are all things that are time. Time is a huge commodity, and so I did a lot of work around this because it was a huge, huge block for me not to to only think about money as something, right, as what I needed. What I needed and what, to me, what abundance is now is having everything that I need when I need it. And that is what happens in my life. Now, before, it happens as well, but I would go through a lot of stress and worry and, you know, push. And when you do that, you push it away, really, instead of allowing it to come.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I just allow and know and trust that it's going to be there, it's always there. As soon as something happens, oh, here comes the thing to take care of it. Or I just got it right before the thing happened. You know, like it's always there. So, you know, and what made me come to realize this was working with people in my community here. Because when I opened, or, you know, when the Holistic Center started and I was offering card readings and things for people, you know, a lot of people were interested, but they may not have disposable cash that they can, you know, pay me $40 for a card reading or $60 to come and have a Reiki session or, you know, whatever it may be that they're looking for. They might not have that. But they may be able to bake me a casserole in exchange for my time of seeing them and giving, you know, giving them something. For me, that was a huge win because I work all day long. And if someone can bring me dinner in exchange for doing a service for an hour of my time, when I'm done with seeing them, I can then come upstairs and here I have dinner and I can spend time with my family. That before I would have done all of that, I would have had to come home, I would have had to make dinner, clean up, you know, by the time it was done, I would be exhausted and I would have spent no time with my family. So this freed up my time, which was equally as important as money. and it helped me in that way to shift that mindset. So the first card I pulled for Khalil was begin now, take your first step. And I think the first step for him is to shift that mindset as to what abundance and finances is, because what has happened in turn is that my finances are fine and I'm set and I always have what I need as far as finances because I took time to appreciate the other things that I did have and I took time to realize that money wasn't the only energy and commodity out there that could be used, right? Time is a very valuable commodity as well. So be creative with that stuff. And then the other card I pulled for him is I am entitled to miracles. So, you know, trusting that that stuff is coming, that it's on its way, that it's going to show up because it is, that you're always going to have what you need because you do. You do. When you focus on what you have, everything you need or are going to need is there when you need it. And in that way, you always have what you need. So I will end it there because he has it called back, but I don't know if you want to add anything, Mary.
I totally agree with what you're saying because, yeah, we've all gone through that, right? Having that attachment to money. And what I've been doing is, or what I've done is that I've opened my healing for donation. And I mean, it's just amazing because you know what? So many people need healing and sometimes they can't afford it. And truly opening it up with donations is just so great. You know, you feel good because you're healing someone and they're feeling good and could give whatever they can, right, at the moment because we've all gone through, you know, feeling lack. But lack is just, it's just mindset, right? So just changing our mindset and knowing that money is energy, you know, and remaining positive, right? And knowing that we're magical beings, we can create all we want. Like I've been creating so crazily lately that I'm just, you know, manifesting and just putting it out there and letting it go. Like DC always said to us, you know, put it out there, say it and let it go. You know, it's just Mm-hmm. You know, taking that list of what it is that you want to create and just letting it go. And what I got for Kalia was remain positive. And it's similar to what you guys were saying. You know, it's just the mindset. Our mindset is what plays the tricks on us, you know, like feeling lack, you know. And it's just changing your mindset will help everything, you know. And I know DC has helped me a lot with, you know, with that as well, you know, like, and there's, and
yes,
that comes from our ancestry, right? From our different ancestors, you know. It may not come from us or it comes from our parents, mm-hmm, and just healing, mm-hmm, that aspect of what you grew up into, whether you grew into, you know, having lack mentality because your parents had that, and, you know, it's just letting that go. And it's a lot of, like, releasing that you have to do, you know, and that I've done. And again, it's just the mindset. We're magical beings. We can create anything we want, as long as we have the perfect mindset and not creating something that it's for everyone, right? For the highest good, like not only for you, like what are you going to offer people in return to you getting whatever it is that you're desiring, right? Like for me, it's like the more I help people, the more better I feel. Yeah, so I just wanted to leave Kalia with that. Hopefully he'll listen to the replay. But, you know, remaining positive and being ready, because the other card is you're ready. You're ready to manifest your dreams. You know, it's time to put yourself first in any situation you're in, and it's time to do what's right for you. Whatever that means for him, you know, I just wanted to give him that message because there's something there. And the forgiveness card came out too. And I think there's a lot of forgiveness happening in the world right now, right? For forgiving people that wronged us, and moving on from that, you know, and just starting fresh. If you have to start fresh, if not, then just let it go and move on. But, you know, there's forgiveness for everyone in their hearts, you know, even us light workers. There's some people we always have to forgive, you know, for their mishaps, whatever. So I just wanted to leave Kalia with that message. I know he hung up or got disconnected. It might be Mercury retrograde working on, you know, disconnecting us. Yeah, so we have another caller. So I'm going to go ahead, ladies, if you're okay.
Okay.
And pick up the caller.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a beautiful message from both of you, too.
Thank you. Area code 852. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Sure, it's Rosemaria. How are you?
Oh, hi, Rosemaria. How are you?
Rosemaria, hi.
Oh, I'm getting better. A little frustrated here and there. A lot of issues going on before I leave for my trip next week for unemployment. Not getting clear. Just going in the wrong count, if that makes sense. So,
yeah.
And my buddy's not answering me or returning the call, so I'm not sure. I guess it's like a mixed combination of questions.
Okay.
I don't know if he's coming to get me. He's not confirming, and if I'm staying with them, and if whatever you guys can get for
okay.
the positive, and if I'm going, or should I cancel the trip?
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
So, Rosemaria, did the last time we talked, I think we may have talked a little bit about this. Was this a different situation, or is it the same thing still?
With the money part, almost the same thing.
No, almost the same. I think when we talked last, it was about was he going to pick you up or something.
Right.
And is this the same trip that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going for him.
I'm
going for myself, but you know what I mean.
Well, yeah. No, I know what you mean. But I just wanted,
I wanted to make sure that you hadn't already gone and come back and that you were going back again, but this is the first trip. Okay.
No. I'm leaving supposed to leave next week.
And he still hasn't contacted you?
No, I tried today and the answer. There was a blocked call the other day, and then I'm not sure if that was him or not. And a couple weeks ago, I returned the call, but he didn't answer back.
But he did ask you to come, right? There was a plan that he actually spoke of that you should be coming there.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Okay. And so he pretty much knows you're coming, I think.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah. I've shipped him my itinerary.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, it is kind of funny that he doesn't answer, you know. But I'd want to make sure I got a hold of him before I left, just to make sure that, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, that's how I have to do things. I have to make sure.
I'm the same way.
I wouldn't want to go unless I got that confirmation from him that, yes, I know you're coming. Yes, I'll be there to pick you up, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that just goes without saying in a way, you know? And so that's what I'd want to do. I'd want to make sure all of that is in place so that you don't get over there and you're not getting picked up or you don't know, you know what I mean? You just make sure that you have that in place before you go. And it's important. And so what I'm getting is the tortoise for you. I'm getting a big turtle here. let's see. Where are we? Yeah. So that is, the tortoise is someone that carries the world on their shoulders. And see, I feel like that's what you're having to do. You're having to carry this all on your shoulders, and you're not getting the confirmation that you need, and you're having to take it all on. You see what I mean? It says here for the tortoise, you're taking on way too many of the problems and troubles of others. Slow down, take your time, and enjoy the scenery, even if there's a detour. Be patient, determined, and stick with it. Before you know it, you'll achieve what you're after. And at this time, pay particular attention to the shifting sensations in your body, energetically resonating with the vibrations of the earth. It may be a good time to be on a more vegetarian diet for even just a few days, they say, just to clear out a little bit. Or just maybe eat more veggies. If you can't do that, just eat more veggies. By moving through your life more slowly and attentively, you'll discover a great deal of wisdom emerging from unexpected sources. And they're saying don't be in a hurry. That's what they're saying. Do not be in a hurry. Get out on the land and walk and do some meditation. They're saying get into like a slower pace in general. People are going to turn naturally to you because you're a great listener and a great problem solver. But the big thing is to not let people's problems weigh you down. You need a stable environment and strong connection to Mother Earth. And you need to move a lot slower than the world around you. You're self-reliant, though, and self-determined, and have a remarkable ability to stay focused in spite of what's going on. And you're very wise. And you can feel at home anywhere you go. So that's really neat. I mean, I know that you can do all this, and you can get over there and everything. But I just keep feeling that you need to make sure that you get this confirmation before you leave.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to cancel it and go a week later or 2 weeks later, however long it takes for him to call you back, he needs to do that. I mean, you've got to have that confirmation. You know what I mean? That's just fair. That's just what, anyway, I'm getting that real strongly. I don't know why, I just am. I feel like I need to tell you that before you go, because you don't want to, you know, and you've got to get a confirmation that he's going to either get you a ride, or he's going to be there, or something, so that, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's just, yeah, it's got to be that way, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you deserve that. You've got to have that, or else, you know, I mean, so anyway, that's what I'm getting, and you're taking on a lot of responsibility for him by having to wait for him and feeling like you want to go anyway. I feel like you want to really go, and almost before he even calls you and gives you a confirmation. But I just, you know, that's taking on way too much responsibility, and you shouldn't have to do that. And so I, you know, the message here is saying for you to wait and get that confirmation, even if you have to cancel. I think you are going to get a confirmation from him, so, but
like
he's really
one.
Slow.
Yeah. In our town, they're kind of slow. It's not high pace that we are here in the United States.
You'll be in a different country, though, or you're in this country?
They're kind of slow pace than we
in
are.
In another country?
Yeah, in Italy.
Yeah.
So,
and that's,
I don't know,
and
when
that's fine. But it doesn't take that much for him to call you back. He can do it, you know. And so before you go, I just hope that, please, in my opinion, I feel like you need to get him that confirmation before you leave to get there. And I'd like to hear what the other ladies say. That's just what I'm getting. And so I think that you will get it eventually, but if you have to cancel, I would, and wait until you get it, and then make that reservation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's already booked. Yeah, I just talked to them. I just got for my information too.
Okay.
I don't know if he's gonna answer this weekend. I'm not sure. So.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go unless he called back and said, yes, good, I'm glad you're coming, or whatever. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion. Maybe I'm seeing it wrong, but that's what I'm feeling. So I really want to hear what the other ladies say, and I think you deserve that. I mean, it's just, that doesn't take a lot for a person to do. They can just call and say, yep, I got your message, yep. Or he could text you or anything, you know, email you or something. So anyway, that's what I'm getting, and take it easy,
cool.
Please. And I'm gonna hand you right over to Liz.
Beautiful reading, Jane. Hi, Rose Maria.
Thank you.
Liz. I have two cards for you. The first one is from the Course in Miracles desk, and it says, "Light and joy and peace abide in me." It says, "You are as God created you, not what you made of yourself. Whatever evil you may think you did, you are as God created you. Whatever mistakes you made, the truth about you is unchanged. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God." So, you know, a lot of times we carry around baggage in our lives because of things we did in the past, you know. We may have wronged people. We may have made, you know, bad choices. And when we look at those things, sometimes it's because we didn't know any better, right? It wasn't necessarily intentional to hurt someone or things like that. Sometimes it's, you know, it was accidental. I know. You know, I went for a long time with, you know, a lot of baggage around a choice I made. And I won't say we don't always know that it'll hurt someone. I mean, I know the choice that I made, that it was going to have consequences and that people were going to feel certain ways about me and about what I did. But I also knew in my heart that there was a bigger reason that I was doing it. And I'll tell you, it was a hard choice. I was young, and I carried it for quite a few years before I finally said, you know what? This is who I am, and this is part of my story, and this is how I got to where I am. And that was long before I, you know, even started on my spiritual journey at all. But I had to embrace that part of myself and say, you know what, and I had to accept it, right? I had to accept that part of me and say, you know what, this is who I am. This is what I did, and I have to live with it. So sometimes it's not always things like that, but, you know, stop holding things against yourself that you that you've done in the past that you think that maybe made other people feel a certain way about you. How other people feel about you or think about you, it's not any of your business, really. It's not. We think it is, but, you know, they see everything through their own filter, and we just, you know, we have to accept that. So, you know, and a lot of times what that does when we don't accept the parts of us, it drags over into other parts of our lives, and it makes us think that other people are doing things against us when maybe they're not. You know, maybe your friend and you have just, you know, the timing, you just keep missing each other with phone calls, or, you know, I don't know if you're able to email or leave a message and say, hey, you know, I'm just trying to confirm you're going to be there this time, this day, pick me up, or do I need to worry about getting a ride? Like, you know, can you just call me back and let me know that, yes or no, for certain? You know, sometimes being the most direct is the way to get there. The second card that I pulled for you from the Sacred Traveler deck, which I thought was so appropriate for you traveling, is Voyage of the Heart. You do a lot of traveling, and this says love flows through you and to you. You do a lot of traveling. Make sure that you're doing this traveling for you. Make sure that you're traveling because it's things that you want to do, that you're going to see things and travel to places that fill your cup, that make you feel good, that that you want to do, that you're not traveling for other people or for their happiness or to try to make them feel better. Make sure you're traveling for Rose Maria and Rose Maria's happiness and Rose Maria's enjoyment. Because when you start to do that, when you start to look at your happiness and focus on you and filling your cup, the people that you, that are your people are going to naturally just come to you. They're going to come into your circle. They're going to start to show up in your life all over the place because you're going to attract that when you start to take care of you and focus on you and what you need and what you want. So I hope that that helps you, Rose Maria. You know, just taking it easy on yourself. Remember that, you know, everything that you've done to this point in your life is who you are and has gotten you here and has made you the person that you are, and to accept it, and then to make sure that you're doing things for you, you know, that the things that you're going after are to fill your cup, to make you feel better. So I hope that that message helps you, and I will send you along to Mary.
Yeah, I'm doing it for myself, and like you said, I just got to leave him a message. This is who I am. I need to confirm it and all that stuff. It sounded like he's not the only one that did mistakes, and I know I did something when I came back the last time. He told me that the aunt's too old. I'm like, I really don't care. I have to do it, and I had enough of it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
So... hopefully call, and I guess the unemployment's going to get cleared by Friday, so I know it's in my account the right way. So that's what I'm kind of worried about, too, that I've been working for the last month.
Well, I think that'll work out itself, but I will send you along to Mary, and I'm sure she'll give you more insight.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Hi, Hi, Rosemaria.
Hi.
So there's trust that needs to be taken. Like, first of all, I feel like the guys are telling me to tell you. I don't know if you were on the beginning of the show. I mentioned there's a quote that Deepak Chopra put on Instagram today, and it says, is it a loss or is it a redirection? So I feel, and I'm getting a confirmation by the chills, you are being redirected. Maybe this trip is not supposed to happen at this time. You know, when we have so many blockages, and I'm getting more chills, is that it's not supposed to occur at this time. So, yes, I see it happening in the future, but it's not going to happen. At least I'm not seeing it happen at this time because there's too many blockages. Like, he's not returning your calls. In unemployment, like, how are you going to get there to his place from the airport and such, right? So I feel like everything is, like, going against this trip. And sometimes we need to listen and trust that what we're getting or those blockages are actually God's redirection. That's what I want to say, they're having me say. It's, you know, yes, I feel like your unemployment is going to come through. And, you know, everything in the long run will work out itself. But at the same time, I feel like you need to trust and feel your intuition. What is it telling you? What is Rosemaria's intuition telling her? Should you really go on this trip? How do you feel about it? Like, all this last minute preparation, like all this not knowing, that's not good when you're going to a different country. I mean, it's bad enough you're going to a different country and then not knowing if you're going to be picked up at the airport or where you're staying.
Exactly.
I feel like for me, if it was me, I would have just canceled, especially with all the unknowns. And it's just, again, it's a redirection. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen in the future, but I feel like at this time, it's something that you may want to, like, postpone. And I'll tell you something really quickly, and I know I've said this story before. There's always a reason why we get redirected. One time, I go to a bagel shop that's, like, 10 minutes away. So one day, my map, Google Maps sent me like a half an hour. Like, it detoured me like all around Ohio, like 30 minutes off. And I knew there was a reason. Like, I thought about it and I was like, oh, why? But you know what? It's always God's protection and the angels protecting you for something else that could happen, right? And just trusting that that's what's happening right now. And, you know, I got a big confirmation on that it's God's protection. You know, it's something that maybe you should own right now because there's so much uncertainty in the trip that, you know, it would make sense just to do that. You know, being that unemployment has not been approved or the cash is not there, you know, it's just, you know, once that's all done, then maybe you could take the trip at a more convenient time for you too, and knowing that you're going somewhere and you're going to have a great time, not, you know, be, you know, in another country, not knowing anyone, right? And then the card that fell out for you, which really fell out for you, was trust. It says, I accept my inner voice will always guide me correctly. And it says, the earth can be a tricky place, but you have been given a tool to help you navigate through the murky waters. That's your intuition. You must learn to tell the difference between ego talk and soul talk, and then trust your soul. Once you get into the habit of following your intuition, you will come to practice that discernment externally. You will be able to know if a person or a situation is trustworthy again. But it all begins with listening to your inner voice. Exercise it like a muscle. And when you determine that it is always right, that wisdom will spread out and influence everything that you do. Decisions will seem easier. Your soul only wants what is best for you, and you must learn to trust it. And I'm all tingly on my crown. I feel like they're working with you, but you're going against what they're trying to tell you. Like at first, I know the way I was communicating with the angels and my guides were like gut feelings. Like if I had a yes, they would open up my heart. Like my chest would just open up to a yes. If it was a no, I would feel like a knot in my tummy, you know, like a pullback. So, you know, just working with your guides and asking them, because you have intuition. I mean, everyone, we all have, and we must trust what we get, right? The body tells us who's not good for us, right? Sometimes we feel sick around certain people or get colds or get tummy aches. It's just, you know, the vibration of people. So again, I feel that's really key, Rose Maria, and that would really help you. Like ask yourself, right? And ask them, like, show me how is it that should I go, right? And then just ask them, can you show me with a heart expansion or just show me a yes? That's how I started. I would say, show me a yes. Within my body, and so my yeses were with my heart expanding, and the way I confirmed it is just like working with a pendulum where you program it, right? So you program yourself to say, okay, is my name Mary Hernandez? It would give me a yes heart expansion. If it would give me any other symptoms, then that would be a yes. Right? Because that's my name. And the same thing with the pendulum. You could program your pendulum and just ask them, what's a yes? Can you show me a yes? And call in your guides and always, you know, try to meditate before asking your guides or even the pendulum. That way, you know, you're bringing only high vibration through to answer those questions. I call on Mother Mary, who's my guide, and, you know, she always gives me so much guidance, and I trust her and her guidance. So, you know, just trusting what you're getting, and I know you're getting it, Rose Maria. I know that's why you're calling, because you have doubts about this trip, and, you know, just trust what you're getting. I mean, I would say postpone, but, you know, it's up to you. You know, it's really up to you. So I hope that's helped, Rose Maria, and, you know, I hope everything resolves itself, you know, and you get that call and you could still go, but, you know, just, I wish you the best, really.
Cool, appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's see if you call. I don't know if he is. I don't know if you guys get that or.
What?
I don't know if you guys will. I doubt if he's going to call me back this weekend or ever. So it's been a year and a half now.
Yeah.
That I haven't personally.
That you haven't heard from him?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I haven't talked to him by voice yet. So it's been a while.
Wow. Well, I mean, did he make? So he didn't really make. So you didn't actually talk to him about this trip then?
About a year and a half ago, I told him I'm not gonna come back. He goes, finally, but he knows I'm coming back, so he knows about it. He knows about it.
Oh, from a year and a half ago, though, right?
That's the last time I came back, right? Almost 2 years.
But you haven't talked to him. You haven't actually talked to him about coming. I mean, there's been no talk about coming to see him between the two of you at all. He hasn't called you or nothing, right?
No. The last time I talked to him was about there. But he knows I'm coming in.
Yeah,
no,
but thank
you. I understand that.
Right?
You've got to
get
that confirmation from him, though. Yeah. I feel the same way as Mary, exactly, and Liz. You got to get that confirmation.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's not confirming it. You got to, I mean, that's a big, you know, that's a big telling you something right there. And I wouldn't go until I got it, you know, because you don't want to walk into something that that may not be good, you know, or mm-hmm. it may not be good for you. And so you just want to make sure, that's all. And I think he will. I think he will eventually say something to you, but I think you're going to have to bug him a little bit, you know, like you have tried to. And I completely agree with both of them, you know, and what she says mm-hmm. about redirection. It's God's protection. Protection, mm-hmm. it really is. Anyway, I won't go on.
Yeah.
I'm concerned
for
you,
that's
all. It's
so funny,
right?
We can go on with this one.
I know.
And, yeah. And Rosemarie, I just wanted to say that on that Deepak Chopra that I liked on his post, it's the angel number 7171. And I wanted to tell you that meaning because they want me to tell you what it is. And it says 7171 is an angel number that has a double energy and vibration. It is associated with the divine realm, God's love and protection, again, protection, and the ascended masters. It is a symbol of spiritual development, new beginnings, hope, faith, and creative energy. It also indicates that you will achieve your goals and become a better person with the help and guidance of your guardian angel. So seek a closer connection with the angels. Ask them for guidance as well as your higher self. You know, call her in. Say, I need you. Please take the reins. You know, take the reins over and redirect me to wherever it is that I need to be to go, you know. So I'll leave you with that, Rosemarie. It's so great to hear from you. Just stay positive and, you know, trust your intuition, what you're getting. I feel like you know the answer to all these questions because you're very intuitive also. So, you know, trust it.
Cool. Appreciate
okay. it. Thank you so much for calling, Rosemarie.
Thanks.
Awesome. Have a good night. Wow, ladies. So there is one or two callers from last week that we promised that we'd pick them up. Are you ladies okay, like, to pick up at least one or two
yeah.
callers? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Liz, you're there?
Sure.
Oh. Okay.
I am here. Oh. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Area code 604. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, thank you. I didn't hear it say unmuted. Sorry. Hello, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have a question for us, and what's your name, first of all?
I'm Charlene, and it's just such a family. It's a really long story, so I guess I'm trying to decide if I ask about my work or my son. I'm going to go with my son. He's in a lot of trouble. I feel like he is very close to getting through it, but are there more hurdles for him legally that'll be more challenging? Like, I'm hoping, let's be more specific. There's a woman who's involved in, and he assaulted her allegedly, and, you know, I know that there was something that went down, but I feel like there's a lot of provocation and other complications there. Will she be caught? Will the charges be dropped against him, I guess, and will she be caught? Sorry it takes so long to get that one out.
Will she be caught from what?
For her mischief, because this is not the first time something like this has happened to her. It's the first time with my son. But I feel like there's masochism. It's pretty complex, and I feel like there's a lot of provocation. There's drug use. She works as a prostitute. It's a fairly complicated thing. So I'm just hoping that she gets exposed, and that the charges are able to be dropped on him.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Right.
So,
I'm sorry. It's so complex. There's
no,
so
it's
much
okay. It's just I only give like little tiny readings. I don't give like
it's okay.
This is like a whole. This is like a case, you know. And
yes, it is. And, I got so much going on, but I'll take any gleanings you get, please. I'm
okay.
I would be so grateful.
Well, I just
sure, of course. And I'm so sorry that you've had to go through this. But, you know, so the animal that I'm getting is I got this animal in my meditation before the show, and I was wondering if one of the animals was going to show up, and this one has. So, and it's the peacock. So that's curious. I'm really curious to see what the peacock is going to be saying here. Let me see here on this, because I wouldn't have thought of the peacock for this at all. But that's, hold on a minute. Let's see. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so it says you're about to experience a vision that will greatly affect your life and the direction you're going in. More than a time to take action, this is a time to be watchful, observing what goes on inside and around you. You're safe and very well protected, so there's no need to worry. It's important now to take a risk and speak your truth rather than holding back. There will be ample opportunities to do so. Your dignity and integrity are particularly called right now, so make it a point to walk your talk and hold your head up high. And they're talking, you know, this is in relation to you, I think. It says you're able to access deep inner wisdom and to communicate knowledge. You carry yourself with regal air and exuding confidence and warmth. You're incredibly lucky, protected at all times. So you're protected. As far as, like, your son, I'm hoping that from all this protection that you have, that it's going to go over to your son. And, I'm getting, I'm hearing a happy outcome. That's what I'm hearing, happy outcome.
Okay.
And I'm seeing, I'm seeing a guy. I'm just getting a happy outcome. That's, I'm seeing a boy, a young man. Is your son kind of a young man?
He is.
Yeah.
He's 27.
Oh, 27?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm seeing a young man, and I'm in right here in front of my face. And I'm hearing happy outcome. So I don't think we have a lot of time, so I'm going to just leave it with that. And send it right over to Liz.
Thank you.
And I just,
so
I send, wish you well, and I send Jesus all the way for this, you know, pray to God. Do what you
do. Oh, I
do. I'm
do
sure
I
you
engage?
Do it all. I'm sure you do everything.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I keep them gainfully employed, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, keep doing all that. But I'm getting a good outcome here, so God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, and you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm, thank you.
Powerful message, Jan.
Thank
you. Hi, Charlene, this is Liz.
Hi.
It's funny because when I started shuffling the deck, this card was on top, and then when I pulled your card, it came out. And then as you were sharing about your son, I pulled another one, which is, it is a message about him, but I will give you this, the first one. It says, let me be still and listen to the truth. Sit quietly and close your eyes. The light within you is sufficient. It alone has power to give the gift of sight to you. Exclude the outer world and let your thoughts fly to the peace within. They know the way.
Wow.
So, you know the truth about the situation. I feel you've shared it with us. Trust that that is correct. Trust that the light always comes forward in the end.
Right.
Sometimes the light has to illuminate a lot of darkness before we get to it. So we get rid of darkness, right? So, and you know, you said he's gone through a lot, and you hope that this is the end of the tunnel. and I would agree with that. I would feel like it is coming. I've also dealt in my life with family members with drug issues and in these situations that you just think, oh, my gosh, how did this happen? And how did you get into this situation? And I don't even know what you're going to do to get it. But, you know, we love them and we're scared, right, for them, because we worry a lot of times that maybe they're not in their right frame of mind, or what it may cause them to do if they have been on a good path. So, you know, hold your faith. Your faith is going to be your biggest component. But this was the message that came out, and I want to say that this is it's a message to you about your son, but also the other people in this situation, and other people that we encounter in life, really. But it says, yeah. I am as God created me. And I think that alone is a powerful statement to remember, that, you know, every person on this planet is exactly how God created them, no matter what they may have going on. And I'll read you the longer message, and it is, in you is all of heaven. Every leaf that falls is given life in you. Each bird that ever sang will sing again in you. And every flower that ever bloomed has saved its perfume and its loveliness for you. So sometimes we get away from who we truly are in life, but we find our way back usually. And, right. You know, just know that that's possible. It's possible for all of the people involved in the situation. And, you know, again, to keep your faith, to continue to believe and trust in God that he will get you and your family through this. And the last card that I pulled is from the Sacred Traveler deck, and I just thought it was so beautiful. Grace and gratitude.
Okay.
Through gratitude, joy expands. And, you know, a lot of times when we're going through unpleasant things, when unpleasant things are happening around us or the people that we love, we forget to show gratitude for these simple, good, positive things that go on. You
we
know,
do.
If the sun
or I do top, anyway.
If the sun was shining today, if the, you know, this girl that he's entangled with, you know, it's an upsetting situation. As a mother, I could imagine I would be furious, you know, if I thought that someone had, or, you know, knew or felt that, you know, someone had done something intentionally so that my son was in trouble, I would be outraged. However, we have to remember that people are only as good as what they were given, right? And
yeah.
This young lady may not have been given a whole lot to work with before she went out in the world. And sometimes we have to remember that. And that, you know, sometimes they don't know any better because maybe this was what they were brought up in.
Right.
Or mm-hmm. or they, you know, had some circumstance that led them down this path. That's
right.
Where grace comes in and not judging. You know, obviously whatever she's done is upsetting, and I totally understand and agree with that. But, you know, if we can acknowledge that, you know what, unfortunately she's suffered some circumstance that has caused her to feel that that's her path to take, and for that, you know, we pray for her.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, and Mary, I talked about this in a couple of the calls, you know, with the Deepak Chopra's quote, but forgiveness, you know, and we talk about forgiveness a lot. Forgiveness isn't for the other person. Forgiveness is for us so that we don't have to carry that crap around and, you know, and carry that anger and the stuff that we bottle up and feel about people when they've done something to us or someone we love, right? The forgiveness
right.
is saying, you know what, something in your life was unfortunate and cost you to be this way, and for that, I'm sorry, but, you know, now you've affected my life, and I'm going to pray that you find whatever it is you need. And you don't have to say that to them. You say that to yourself, but you know, we can't carry around that anger and hatred to people or that spitefulness or anything. We just have to, you know, realize that they have something going on that is beyond their control and give them grace.
Good reminder. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know, and be thankful that your son has you and his support system to love him and show him that he can get out of this and that you're going to be there and, you know, the best that you can. So I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to move you on over to Mary so that we don't get cut
beautiful.
Off or anything. I hope
okay,
that that helps
you so much.
And I wish you the best, and please call us back and let us know how things go.
I will. Well, it could take a bit of a pretty
yeah.
complex story, but thank you
yeah.
so much for your message and good reminders.
Wow,
you're
Charlene,
welcome.
This is Mary, and I have to agree with both ladies. I mean, I feel the situation is going to be resolved to in favor of your son, but what I wanted to reiterate is that something that Liz has touched upon is forgiveness, right? We talk a lot about forgiveness because, I mean, bullying happened, and I'll give you a little quick story about something that happened to a very special person in my life, bullying. And I was told by DC that I should pray for the kids involved, right? For all the kids involved. And I tell you, now everyone is friends and everything has been forgiven. I
wow.
been really upset as I was and wanted charges and everything would not have worked out. Because it's just, we don't know what the children have been through, right, in their own life. And
right.
understanding that children, you know, they just absorb everything. From childhood to now, you know, to adulthood. So they just absorb what they see. So it's just forgiveness is really, really important. And had I not done that, I mean, who knows what the outcome would have been, right? But now everything is healed. Everyone is loving and everything. And it's because I was told, just give it love. Call in Mother Mary. And I called in Mother Mary to heal the entire situation, put them in a bubble, put every kid in the bubble, including, you know, my family member and all the kids involved. I just send them love, light, and healing to everything. And I tell you, Charlene, it didn't take like 2 months to everything to like bomb out and be amazing. You know, such a great outcome that I am so happy, you know, that I was told to do that, you know, advised by DC that's the biggest thing. It's prayer. Prayer is so powerful. And, you know, I do pray a lot. I love to pray my rosary. And I just wanted to say that, you know, praying over the situation will help it resolve even faster and more amicable, you know, where, you know, it doesn't have to get like so bad before everything gets cleared. That's what I'm trying to say. And then the cards that I pulled out for you before we get cut off is remain positive, and then improving health. So I believe this card was for your son, and it says because I know you asked about him. And it says the angels want you to know that the health of the person you asked about, that's you, you asked about your son, is going to improve. You can request the assistance of Archangel Raphael and your guardian angels to speed along the recovery. This card may be also urging you to make more healthful choices in your life. If you're feeling called to detox from harmful foods or substances, you should follow that guidance. Removing unhealthy practices from your life will make you feel vibrant and strong. So, again, you know, improving health, he's going to have improving health. You know, he's going to let go of everything. I feel like everything is going to be a positive outcome. There's no need to worry. Just remain positive and pray over the whole situation. And I tell you, I guarantee you, that it's all going to work out for the highest good of everyone involved, you know, for your son, for the other person involved, everyone. Everything is going to be healed. I really, truly feel it. But not having any remorse and forgiveness is really important. I can't reiterate that enough. You know, I had to forget in order for everything to be healed, you know, and that's sometimes hard when someone that we love so much is being hurt in the process. But we need to understand that love conquers all, love heals all. So as long as we send the situation love, it's going to heal. Everything's going to heal and everything will work out, Charlene. So I hope this all has helped you, Charlene. And now you're going to have to give us a call back and let us know, you know, how everything is going with you, with your son and the whole situation. But pray. That's all I ask for prayer.
Beautiful reminder. Thank you. And important. And I'm a little ashamed because I know better. And you didn't shame me. It's not that. It's my awareness, knowing that I do know better, and I've got to remember that there are
That's
other parties.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes we definitely do need a reminder. All of us do. You know, it's not only you. So don't beat yourself up over that as well. But thank you for calling, and make sure you give us a call back. And God bless you, and God bless everyone involved in this situation, especially your son.
Thank you, and to all of you as well. I really appreciate it so much. I'm going to have to go back and listen over again because those were powerful cards. Love the peacock.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Definitely. Okay, God bless. Bye.
God bless. Take good care. Wow.
Wow, ladies. That was a beautiful message for Charlene and her son and for all, right? Even though we didn't pick up caller, they got messages through other messages, you know, and just got like a couple of things that we could be reminded of. Forgiveness, prayer is powerful, gratitude, like Liz said, you know, and staying positive, seeing the rainbow around everything, you know, being hopeful that everything is working out. And if there's blockages, like some of our callers, you know, just know that it's God's protection. You know, there's a redirection for a reason. It's because you're being pulled in some other direction that's better for you than what you're focusing on, you know. And it's hard sometimes to understand that, right? Because we've all gone through that. Again, you know, I reiterate everything I say because it's so important, you know, as a reminder for everyone. So I just want to thank everyone who called in, and I've taken all the numbers for next week. If you call in, I promise if you call in the beginning of the show, we will pick you up. But if you call towards the end, it's really hard for me to see when there's like 20 callers on hold to see all the phone numbers. So just, you know, if you call in the morning, I mean, at 7 o'clock, I can, you know, put you in as the first caller. So those callers that called this week and last week, you know, call back next week, and we got you. And thank you, ladies. I wanted to say thank you. Beautiful reading, always synchronistic and, you know, amazing to work with you both.
You as well. Both of you, awesome. I feel the same way. I love to connect with you each week. I know we were saying earlier today and yesterday how some of us weren't feeling well and that we all just wanted to come and be on the show because we know that makes us feel better.
Makes us feel better. Yeah. It gave me, like,
it
energy.
It really does.
You know, I felt sluggish earlier because of all the energies, and I just feel amazing after the show because, you know, we've helped so many people. Even by them listening to the show, it's just amazing. So thank you again, and thank you for all the callers, and God bless everyone, and have a beautiful rest of the week and enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you again next week at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Mary.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Liz.
Good night, everybody.
It's beautiful.
Good night.
Love you too.
You also.
Thank you, DC, for listening in. Yes.
Thank you, DC.
Yes. We miss you.
Yes, we miss you. Come back.
Miss you and love you.
All right. Good night, ladies.
Good night, ladies. Thank you so much. You made my night so much.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.